And here's the key to winning self-awareness. Winners learn how to relax and cope with the trials and tribulations of everyday life. They know that little has changed since the days of their ancestors, when at the first hint of a dangerous or threatening confrontation, the body automatically mustered its defenses in preparation for fight or flight. But instead of a saber-toothed tiger a week, it's the onslaught of freeway traffic twice a day, and at least one or two unwelcomed or unpleasant interpersonal surprises before bedtime every night. The losers in life overreact to what is happening. Like cave dwellers, they flare to anger easily. They get defensive quickly. The blood pressure jumps as the heart rate quickens, as the adrenaline flows, as they rush headlong into an imaginary struggle for survival, or as they run and hide from imaginary predators and volcanic eruptions. The effect of this type of daily distress or negative stress is devastating to the mental and physical health of the individual. And so the loser drinks more, smokes more, and pops more Valium tablets to cope. Dr. Robert Elliott, a prominent cardiologist, is studying the relationship between stress and heart attacks. Dr. Elliott refers to the syndrome of invisible entrapment, which is the deep-down worry, frustration, and anxiety of people unable to cope effectively with their changing status in a changing world. This invisible feeling of entrapment is a major factor in the increasing incidence of sudden death from heart attacks and stroke, as well as other mental and physical illnesses. While we are in the process of conquering infections attacking us from the outside, we seem to be losing to those that result from our own inner conflicts. Positive self-awareness is one important asset. The late Dr. Hans Selye, acknowledged world pioneer and recognized father of early stress research, has suggested in several face-to-face interviews with me and in his books that each individual should find his or her own healthy stress level in life and operate within that level. He generally categorizes us as racehorses or turtles by nature, and everyone knows that a racehorse loves to run and will die if corralled and confined, while a turtle will die from exhaustion if forced to run on a treadmill or a freeway moving too fast for his own unique, steadfast, step-by-step nature.